Chapter 1. James and John lived a wonderful life as boys, and much of this was due to their delightful parents. Their parents were, you see, rather unusual sorts. The mother of the family was a writer and an artist. This made her an especially sensitive and unique mother who had keen powers of observation and who promoted this in her children. The boy's father was a kind of Renaissance man, a man for all seasons, many said. He had been a cowboy in his youth and a rodeo rider. After his Wild West days, he had for a large part of his life been a journalist who traveled all over the world. Finally, though, he settled with his beautiful artist-writer wife on a farm where this kindly and accomplished duo proceeded to make a rather idyllic life, publishing books and a newspaper together, amongst other activities. They loved their life on the farm, this unusual couple. They loved it all, riding horses, writing and publishing, growing their own organic food, and even running a small greenhouse which contained rare and hard-to-find plants. They were such an interesting couple and had many friends. Many people came to visit with the young folks and to hear their stories of the full life they had led. They came to feed the horses lumps of sugar, to have delicious organic dinners, to see the fascinating plants in the greenhouse, and to admire the lovely paintings of the mother. They left with armloads of wonderful bread that the man and his wife had baked, which could be smelled for miles around when it was bread-baking time. They left, too, weighted down with armloads of wonderful herbs and plants, which they took home and planted in their gardens. It was thus that this couple nourished the small community in a beautiful way, and though they tended to be a little outspoken in their views on life and the world, they were greatly loved by all. So it was that when the mother had two boys in short succession, it was a matter of great interest for their small town. They were a special family, indeed.